You're listening to SBS News.
It's the first round of voting for Slovenia's presidential election to determine a role that will eventually lead the army, but is mostly ceremonial.
Lawyer and human rights activist Natasha Perk Musa is running as an independent candidate. She cast her ballot on Sunday, and if successful, she could be the first woman to become head of state since the country gained independence in 1991.
According to the latest polls, I expect to be winning a place in the runoff. Because of the voter turnout this morning, I woke up cheerful and pleased. I'm certain they will recognise my values and my non-partisan orientation. It's time for Slovenia to get its first woman president and someone who isn't steeped in party politics.
Anže Logar is from the anti-immigrant Slovenian Democratic Party, and he's secured about 34% of the vote so far. But he's taking the process one step at a time.
The campaign is not over yet. It will extend to the second round. We will monitor the results today, and based on that, we'll assess how to proceed in the next 3 weeks.
The 46-year-old lost April's parliamentary election, so he is not skipping ahead to the result just yet.
For me, it's a success to make it to the runoff. Voters will decide about that. I hope that I said enough for voters to get me through to the runoff, and once there, it's a matter of presenting a convincing political argument out there in the field.
The current leader is nearing the end of his second five-year term and is ineligible to run again.
Meantime, Social Democrat candidate Milan Brglić is hopeful for a positive outcome, but he's in a tight race with his female opponent. The latest opinion polls place him at less than 20% of the vote.
Like every candidate, I expect placement in the next round. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gone to the elections at all. I wouldn't run.
The two candidates who reach the most votes will face each other in a runoff in 2 weeks' time. The president of Slovenia is also able to nominate several top officials, including the central bank governor. Nonetheless, the vote is still a test for the Liberal government amid a backdrop of the war in Ukraine. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.